This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where there is an old saying that goes all the way back to the 19th century that the most dangerous thing for an individual is not what he doesn't know, but what he thinks he knows that is just plain wrong. And that appears to be one of the ideas behind an important new book that features some of the most prominent American historians and some of the historians that I personally admire most, like my friend Akhil Reed Amar of Yale Law School. But the book is called Myth America. And no, as I indicated, this is not a lisping pronunciation of a famous beauty pageant. Myth America is, as the subtitle says, historians take on the biggest legends and lies about our past. And it is edited by, with contributions by, two very prominent and respected historians at Princeton University, Kevin Cruz and Julian Zelizer. Julian Zelizer, who teaches at the School on International Relations at Princeton and in Princeton College, is with us on the show. Congratulations on the publication of the book.
Thank you, and it's nice to be with you today.
Okay, a great pleasure. The one thing I want to start with is you talk about in the promotional materials for the book that the idea is to go after the most pernicious myths about our nation's past. Now, presumably, to rise to the level of pernicious, the myth has to be widely believed. Of all the mistakes, myths, lies that you perceive out there in America's past, what do you think is the one that is most commonly believed that your book debunks?
Well, it's hard to rank all of them, but certainly we have a bunch of essays about immigration, how immigration has happened, what the results of immigration are, that challenge some of the more negative ideas about what drives immigration, what the effects are of immigration that you hear all the time in Washington. You hear it sometimes in the media and in the public. And we try to have historians present a much more subtle understanding of the dynamics of this process. So that's one that I would put up there.
Okay, when you talk about lies that people believe about immigration, are you talking about the very basic understanding that people have that mass immigration drives down wages? Is that a myth?
Yeah. Well, yes, that is contested. That's not what our essays focus on as much. There was a economist at Princeton, the late Alan Blinder, who really challenged that idea. But one myth is that, as the historian Erica Lee says, that immigrants just keep coming into our borders. And she tries to show some of the pull of how immigration has happened, from businesses recruiting labor, essentially, to come from overseas, to other kinds of incentives that have been provided. We have another essay on the border, which is often seen the border as a bad place, a place of violence and illegality. And a historian from Northwestern, Jerry Cadova, writes a history of the border as a place of commerce, cultural interaction, and a kind of much more a positive look at the history of these towns. So those are two of the myths that in this book, at least, we go after more than the wage impact.
I don't know if you get into this on the border, but it's something we've discussed on the show here, which is that if you look at cities on the border, like El Paso or like Phoenix, which is close enough to count, those cities that have heavy immigration have some of the lowest crime rates in the country.
Yes. Cadova talks about that. I believe I don't have the essay in front of me, but that is kind of a compliment to the studies that have taken place on wages. Often heavily areas heavily populated by immigrants are often safer and freer of crime than other areas.
Okay, many people who are listening are going to take a look at the myths that you list and say, wait a minute, here is a myth that says that the New Deal didn't work, it was a disappointment. And there have been a number of books about that, and a number of fairly prominent historians who have taken on the idea that the New Deal saved the economy. And the other myths that you mention, most of them are approaching writing American history from sort of a mainstream liberal point of view. Do you have any myths that you are debunking from a conservative point of view against a very common liberal misunderstanding or myth?
Yeah, I mean, there are some. I'll start by saying that in the last few years, a lot of the public square has been dominated in part because of the former president by some of these arguments from the right, and that's some of the issue areas that we've focused on. The historians aren't just coming at this to prove a liberal point of view. All of them are really writing based on decades of archivally based scholarship and putting different work together to explain what we know on issues. But yes, there are issues in there that I don't think fit necessarily a conservative point of view.
Such as?
I have an essay on the Reagan Revolution, which is broadly believed to have totally transformed American politics, that by using the term revolution as a clean shift to the right, Reagan was a consensual president. I try to show liberal ideas persist and are very strong in many areas after 1981. Reagan is a divisive figure, and this is a concept you hear left, right, and center. Akhil, who you mentioned at the beginning, has an essay about the founding, debunking the idea that James Madison really dominated in his work at the time. And he argues on the one hand, he does show that slavery was the context of how the Constitution was written, and the Constitution sat comfortably with that institution. But he's also arguing that it was a profoundly democratic document, and that was the intention of the founders as well, which, you know, goes against what some more liberal historians have said. So,
well, I see right in your book that Akhil speaks about they never use the word slave or enslave or anything having to do with slavery in the Constitution. And the reason, according to Professor Amar, is that basically, they wanted to not have someone in a future date say, well, look, slavery is endorsed by the Constitution. They were very careful not to do that.
Right. That's his argument. Again, some historians would challenge that, but that's the argument he makes. And again, that isn't a clear liberal conservative interpretation. I'll add one more. Our opening essay is about the idea of American exceptionalism, the idea that the United States is totally different from comparable countries and better than all the countries around it, which is a long-standing idea held not just by conservatives, by liberals as well. It was a central part of Cold War rhetoric, and a historian, David Bell, takes on that concept. He puts it in historical perspective of how it emerged. So, I think these don't all actually line up neatly, and we just have historians putting forth the best work on subjects.
Okay, when we come back, I want to get into the importance of getting America straight and getting the truth about American history. Why is that so important for people, and why would it be that in a recent YouGov poll, they just found that among Gen Zers, that would be younger people, the kind of people that you've probably taught over the years at Princeton University. Why would, when they were asked, such a small percentage of them, a small minority, say they are proud to live in America? And is it important that people should feel some pride and dedication to their country? We'll be right back with Professor Zelizer of Princeton University, Julian Zelizer. coming up on the MedVet Show.
Can I just say that you do more for radio than what high definition will ever do for television?
This is the Michael MedVet Show.
A new state tax is projected to increase gas prices by 46 cents per gallon next year. The new tax will almost double the amount of state taxes you pay for a gallon of gas. Plus, it gets even worse down the road. This is Michael Medved for Washington Policy Center. By 2030, the new state emissions tax is projected to add 80 cents to a gallon of gas and 97 cents to a gallon of diesel. Go to deep6the46.com for details. Free history show streaming and a download of our daily show ad-free. That's what you get for all of 22 cents a day when you join us as a member, MedHead Plus. This is one of the great deals available to try to enhance appreciation for this greatest nation on God's green earth. Check it out at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
MedVed Show. I'm pleased to welcome to the show Professor Julian Zelizer, who is co-editor and a contributor to Myth America. Historians take on the biggest legends and lies about our past. And no collection of American distortions about the past would be complete without consideration of what people call the lost cause myth, the kind of myth-making that led to the construction of Confederate memorials all over the southern tier of the United States, and even in places like West Point, where they're just now, today, this year, getting rid of some of the tributes to Robert E. Lee at West Point, which, of course, is not in the South. It's in New York. In terms of your arguments about the myth of the lost cause, why do you think and how do you think, and I know this is part of what is written about in your book, Myth America. The book is posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. What has been so durable and enduring about that particular myth? Why has that survived, as Karen Cox talks about it in her contribution on Confederate monuments? Why has that survived until now?
It's a good question. Some historians would argue that even though we're far away from the Civil War, a lot of the fallout, the tensions, the fault lines of that battle and what it implicated continue through today. And this whole idea of the lost cause, the monuments, some of the symbolism have really been in an enduring effort to push back against a lot of what Reconstruction was about and a lot of what the effort to ameliorate the racial tensions of the nation have been. And so I think it's enduring in part because that sentiment still, unfortunately, remains very strong in the nation.
And, again, some of your material here has to do with very contemporary issues. And, in other words, it's a historian really doubling as a journalist, analyzing very recent history. For instance, you have a contribution about what people got wrong about the so-called insurrection of January 6th, 2021. What's the myth that you believe is most pernicious and dangerous regarding the January 6th riots at the Capitol?
Well, that author, Kathleen Ballou, who's a scholar of this, really has tried to map out a history where the idea that this stuff is leaderless, that there's a kind of chaos, the lone wolf theory of how not only January 6th, but some of the terrible incidents that surround kind of white nationalistic groups, it misses the way these organizations historically organized and the way they used social media to spread messages and to connect allies, which culminates in January 6th in many ways. I think that's the myth that she really wants to tackle, that there's more organization and logic, as the January 6th committee, I would argue, showed, than this is just some sporadic event. And we hear that again and again.
Okay. In terms of the January 6th movement, if you want, or the right-wing sentiment behind it, the idea that you suggest, or that Professor Ballou suggests in her contribution, that this is actually as American as apple pie, isn't that part of what the defenders of the attack on the Capitol building would say?
Well, it depends what you're saying when you say as American as apple pie. She's rooting this in political movements that have been around not just in the last few years. We saw this obviously in the 1990s around the Oklahoma City bombing. We saw it even in parts of the Cold War when you had groups like the John Birch Society. And she's doing that long trajectory. And so I think they might have a very different meaning or take something different from what it means that this is rooted and what the effects are.
And let me acknowledge here that I have a book on similar themes, but very different views of what the main myths are. This was a book that came out about 10 years ago, and it was called The 10 Big Lies About America. And we made it to the New York Times bestseller list, and I was very proud of it. Still am proud of the book. And one of the lies that, at least to some extent, overlap in your book and in mine is the myth of the vanishing Indian. And what your book suggests in a very interesting essay, and I think a fearless essay, is that people who believe that the Indian influence and the Indian role in American history, the even Indian presence in North America, has been wiped out, are simply wrong. It's been a bigger role, and basically, at least by implication, you do the same thing that I do, making the argument that the claim that there was organized genocide against Native Americans is simply not true.
Well, this essay is by Ari Kelman, who's a historian in Pennsylvania. And yes, his argument is less about the origins and the initial conflict as what happened afterwards. And I think he described it perfectly in that he is arguing that this rhetoric of the vanishing Native American, the vanishing Indian, continued to have hold even as Native American culture and presence became in some ways more formidable over time. And it just doesn't match the reality we see around the country. So it's a very interesting, I think, and as you said, fearless article.
What about right now? At this moment, there are so many other arguments about how we teach American history, how we should teach American history. And the conversation must continue. I appreciate your contributions to it. It's a pleasure having on Professor Julian Zelizer of Princeton University. He is the co-editor and a contributor to the new book, which is already, by the way, an Amazon bestseller and just officially published, Myth America, Historians Take on the Biggest Legends and Lies About Our Past. And by the way, there's material in this book to offend and enrage everybody. Regardless of which side you're on, you might take issue with any number of the contributors and contributions. When we come back on the Medved Show, there is one myth legend that is in our contemporary world, but I don't think anyone needs to take particularly seriously. Are cows being trained in espionage by Israel? We will get to that attack. They've also claimed the same about sharks and rats coming up on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA News Update. Many flights are back in the air after an FAA computer glitch led to a nationwide ground stop overnight.
Were they putting in a software update that went bad overnight? Why did this seem to affect the entire system? And if they had a redundant backup system, why was that also apparently affected?
Correspondent Tom Costello says normal air traffic operations are resuming, but about 8,000 flights have been delayed. Republicans are demanding answers after classified documents were found in an office once used by President Biden when he was vice president. The documents were found about a week before last year's midterm elections. President Biden says he doesn't know how the documents got into that office. More Americans are signing up for Obamacare this year than in the past. Nearly 16 million people have signed up for health care under the Affordable Care Act so far this year. That's a 13% jump from last year. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved, I've had it with you.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there is a story out of the Middle East that is different from your normal story of charges and countercharges between the government of Israel and the Palestinian Authority, or particularly the Hamas. There's actually, and again, most Americans don't recognize this. There has been on the ground level some pretty encouraging cooperation, which is, I think, going to continue even with the new Israeli government, which is a hard-line government. But cooperation between Israel and the Palestinian Authority, but not on this. This is illustrated with a very lovely picture of a cow sort of nuzzling her baby calf. And no, it's not a PETA project for vegetarianism. It is a daily news source for the Palestinian Authority. The Palestinian Authority daily news outlet is called Al-Hayat Al-Jadida. And they are reporting that Israel has been secretly training cattle to spy on Palestinians. The Palestinian spokesman named Rushd Morar said that these are recruited and trained cattle. How do you recruit them? You say, hey, how about an extra bale of hay if you go out and spy on Palestinians? These are recruited and trained cattle, Rushd Morar told the Daily. On the neck of each cow, they hang a medallion with an eavesdropping and recording device on it, and sometimes cameras, in order to monitor every detail, large and small. He also reportedly claimed that settlers, meaning Jewish residents of some of these cities, and they are cities. I mean, 40,000 people is not a settlement. It's a city, especially when that's been there since the 1970s. But in any event, the settlers release herds of wild boars. By the way, wild boars are pigs. They're not kosher. As a way to destroy any and all Palestinian crops, these settlers' crimes are diversifying and becoming sophisticated, and the means they employ in their war are unlimited, he alleged, starting with direct acts of murder and ending with incidents of car ramming on the roads, starting with burning agricultural crops, uprooting trees and stripping lands, and ending with releasing wild boars toward the farmers' lands. I don't believe that wild boars are normally affiliated with the Israeli government or the Jewish people. And maybe they side on the Jewish argument based upon the fact that they're not kosher and you don't eat them. But then again, Muslims don't eat them either because they also don't serve pork. This is not, reports the Jerusalem Post, the only time Palestinian Authority and its press outlets have claimed that Israel has been using animals against them. In July of 2008, a statement was released by the same Palestinian news outlet claiming that settlers, in quotes, were releasing a species of super rats immune to rat poisoning in the old city of Jerusalem. Well, that's terrific. By the way, doesn't that sound like a movie, Super Rat? The Israeli settlers have been bringing chests filled with rats and releasing them in the old city's Arab neighborhoods. They breed and have become a major curse, the statement read. The residents' efforts to counter this infestation have failed, especially since cats run away because of these rats' size and ferocity. Now, this, of course, is ridiculous on so many levels. As a frequent visitor to Jerusalem, and my brother has lived there for 40 years almost, one of the problems in Jerusalem is not rats, it's cats. They have feral cats running all over the place. And a lot of people are very sympathetic to the cats, and they like to have them there because they do deal successfully with the rat problem. The idea that these are being released in the old city is a major tourist attraction. And people of every religious background come there. It's where the Church of the Holy Sepulchre is there, the Via Della Rosa, where Christ took his last footsteps. Christian visitors come there. For Jewish people, it's the old city where the wall is located and where the Temple Mount is located. And they most assuredly are not releasing rats in the old city. Nonetheless, the Palestinian source reported, all of the conventional efforts to kill them have not succeeded, these are the rats, because they seem to be immune to poison and they breed in the sewers. It is known that the female rat gives birth 7 times a year, each time giving birth to 20 babies. Does that sound like it might be a tad exaggerated? Which compels Jerusalem's Arabs today to face the dangers of Israeli settlement and the infestation of rats. Are they trying to use the rats as an analogy for what they feel about the Jewish settlers? Part of this brings me to something that I've been meaning to talk about, but since the new government came in Israel with Benjamin Netanyahu returning, he's already the longest serving Israeli prime minister, there was an incident where there was worldwide denunciation and anger about a Jewish member of the cabinet, Bezalel Smotrich, who is a very, very right-wing and part of the coalition that is currently ruling Israel. And he went up to the Temple Mount, did not pray, did not agitate, nothing happened. He was very well protected. He just walked up to the Temple Mount to show that, in fact, Jews have a legal right to come up to this area that is administered by Muslims through a deal with Jordanian authorities at the time that this all became Israeli territory. This is one of those things that people need to understand. There is officially no legal means for blocking people who happen to be Jewish or happen to be Christian, from that matter, from coming up to the Temple Mount. So what is all this agitation about? The agitation is the fear that people will pray up there. And we have been with one of our tour groups to Israel that we took with a group of Jews and Christians, where one of the Christian visitors, tourists, who disregarded what we had warned her about, brought a family hymnal and was trying to sing Christian hymns on the Temple Mount. And the book was seized from her by authorities of the Waqf, of the Islamic authorities who run the Temple Mount. And the idea that there is international horror at a member of the cabinet, an Israeli citizen, walking peacefully up to the Temple Mount to contemplate where at one time the two holy temples in Jerusalem stood, that somehow is an assault on Islamic anything, is so bizarre and so ridiculous and so necessary to counteract that it at least it's important to make that case here. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. What about the latest with a make-believe Jew? Somebody named George Santos. What's going on with him? The latest coming up on the MedVed Show.
How dare you say something like that?
Michael MedVed. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily, and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team. 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Great deal of media bias. I don't think people have a great doubt about that at all. And you can see that to some extent with the members of Congress who seem to get the most time in the media. And again, they tend not to be people who have something to say, who are responsible, who are persuasive, and who also happen to be a Republican. If they're Republican, the best way to get a great deal of press attention is to say something really stupid, which happens, or to get in trouble. And that's why if you asked which member of the new Republican majority in the House of Representatives has gotten the most attention from the press, I think hands down it's obviously the rookie representative, just signed in, just sworn in as a member of the House, George Santos. And he's from Queens, New York. His district is in Queens partially, which is where President Trump is from originally. And he is also represents part of Long Island, and but not for long. At a press conference today, Nassau County, which is one of the counties along with Suffolk on Long Island, New York, the GOP chair in Nassau County actually had something to say about the newly elected representative of that county, much of that county, George Santos, the fabricator, the one who completely made up his own background and now is facing very serious investigation and calls for further investigation in the House concerning illegality with campaign spending and fundraising. Listen, this is a press conference today, clip 10.
George Santos's campaign last year was a campaign of deceit, lies, and fabrication. He has no place in the Nassau County Republican Committee, nor should he serve in public service, nor as an elected official. He's not welcome here at Republican headquarters for meetings or at any of our events. As I said, he's disgraced the House of Representatives, and we do not consider him one of our congresspeople. Today, on behalf of the Nassau County Republican Committee, I am calling for his immediate resignation.
Okay, this is a smart thing to do. There is no basis in which George Santos remaining in Congress helps the Republican Party. It damages the Republican Party. Again, MSNBC, we were watching during one of the breaks, has footage of George Santos, and so help me, I've never seen a human being look so much like a deer in the headlights. I mean, you could just see behind his horn-rimmed glasses, there is terror. He's trying to walk to his office through a whole cordon of press representatives. Representative Santos. And he's trying to ignore them, and he just looks like he wants to cry, which he probably does. He is only 34 years old, but he's seeing his entire life collapsing, and collapsing because of his lies. Here is another Republican, a courageous and clear-sighted Republican. His name is Donald Klavan. He is a Hempstead Town supervisor. And he also had a message to Representative Santos, and a welcome message. Listen. Clip 13.
You see a unified voice here. Now what? He's unified the country in their opposition to him. He's a national joke. He's an international joke. But this joke's got to go. And it's on us calling him for to resign immediately. Not tomorrow, not next week, today.
Okay. And then there is more. The Nassau County GOP chair, Joseph G. Cairo, recalled that Representative Santos once told him he was a volleyball star at Baruch College and that his team won the league championship. I'm not even sure they have a volleyball team. Made up that he won the league championship. And then Representative Anthony D'Esposito, who is a New York Republican, he became the first GOP member of Congress who called directly on Representative Santos to resign. Clip 11.
So I join with you, and I join with my colleagues in saying that George Santos does not have the ability to serve here in the House of Representatives and should resign.
Okay, and then we have the audio involving the GOP chair, Joseph Cairo, recalling his interactions with the newly elected representative. Listen.
Told me, I remember specifically, I'm into sports a little bit, that he was a star on the Baruch volleyball team and that they won the league championship. What can I tell you? Yeah.
How angry are you that everyone,
No, I've never seen it, and I hope never to see it again. I'm disappointed, and we learn from our experience, and our vetting process has to be much more, has to go much deeper.
Amen. Reporters did catch up just hours ago with George Santos, and again, looking terrified, and it sounded like this. Clip 22.
Will you step down?
I will not.
Guys, we're going to need a little bit up in the little space here.
The New York Republicans are calling you a disgrace. You will not resign?
Pardon me?
What is your response to New York Republicans?
I'm trying to get in the elevator.
I mean, what do you say over this? He said he embellished his resume a little bit. But again, this is one of those things where the issues involved are so much the bottom line issues of integrity and decency. I do think it's a very much a move in the right direction that we are now moving beyond what was reported in all the previous stories about George Santos. Was that so far the leaders in the House of Representatives, his fellow Republicans, have been quiet about some of the problems here. Speaking of problems here, there are some real problems and questions about the Golden Globes last night, which included actually a statement by a major world leader. No, really, it did. And with a very amusing reference to the world of motion pictures. And there was a surprise winner for the best comedy or musical. at the Golden Globe Awards. Why is it a surprise? Because you have to be insane to classify this particular movie as a comedy. What movie are we talking about? We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. There's also Byron Donalds. Remember him? He was one of those people who became well known during the fight for control of the speakership. He is the second term now black representative from Florida, Republican, and a strong conservative. And he actually went on courageously and did very well on a major left-wing show on MSNBC. We will play you some of those highlights because it's terrific to see a Republican who escaped from that trap of a difficult coverage on the Speaker 15 ballot breakdown. And we'll also talk about the questions raised by Mike Pence and Kevin McCarthy about the latest on the Biden discovery of classified documents in his care. And plus, what is it about younger people that makes them less proud to be American than people who are older? Is that because the people who are older remember a different America from what we have today? And then there's the question of what is going on in Brazil and what that says about America's role in the world and its importance. That and more, all coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.